This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, it's Monday, 20th November. Uma, I hope you had a good weekend.
It felt a little too short, but then again, don't all weekends?
You know, I think as we head towards the end of the year, you know, I think there's a lot of people are going to get a lot of holidays. And what we're seeing also in the news at this time of the year, you know, a huge discussion about oil prices. And the National Economic Council will be discussing options to deal with the recent fuel price hikes tomorrow. And this is according to the Deputy Prime Minister, Dr. Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. And this meeting is going to be chaired by the Prime Minister. They're going to look at the different ways in which to deal with the spiking fuel prices, which have risen for 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so as you know, there's a new mechanism with regards to petrol, right? In the sense that it's now a weekly float, so we out every Wednesday night what the prices are going to be, and then there's a traffic jam outside the petrol station without fail.
Yes.
Now, since the new weekly...
Well, there's been less of a traffic jam, I think, because of these weekly increments, I think.
Monthly ones, right?
Yeah.
So since they adopted the new mechanism, however, the net increase apparently has been about 74 cent,
right,
and the prices have increased and decreased several times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess the government is deciding whether or not to intervene. Personally, I don't think they're going to go back to a kind of full subsidy system. It's important to note that what we have now isn't subsidy-free as well. It's still a managed float.
Yes.
Right? But we don't know the details of that management.
Yeah, because last year Malaysia had spent close to about 29 billion ringgit to subsidize RON 95, RON 97, and diesel fuel in 2013.
So 2013, that was previous,
before the
Removal of subsidies.
Yes, the Prime Minister had mentioned that last year. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see you know, whether the government decides to intervene. We're crossing over to Firdaus Rosli. He is the Director of Economics, Trade and Regional Integration at ISIS Malaysia, or the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia. Firdaus, thank you for being with us to talk about this. So to be clear, the reintroduction of fuel subsidies is just one out of many options that the government might take. We don't know how likely it's going to happen, but from an economist's point of view, would reintroducing the subsidy be a good move at all?
I think all in all, while it is important to acknowledge that pump prices has risen significantly of late, the government should continue to keep an eye on the ball that blanket subsidy is, one, costly, two, inefficient, and three, perhaps more importantly, have no structural effect apart from artificially distort prices in the short term. But such petrol subsidy is a popular move. There is no doubt about that. But not a good one, in my view. If there is a need for it, though, I think the government should make it very clear of an exit strategy, i.e. at what price should the government intervene, and as well as what price should the government exit, if there is a need for us to do so. I think we can also agree that pump prices is now a time-sensitive issue. Since we are inching closer towards the elections, I think there is a need for us to think of a short-term measure. Again, not a good one, I must say, but it's something worth considering. The biggest challenge, I think, however, is to allow or to translate such rise in pump prices to inflation will eventually affect wages in general. That would be structural. The National Transformation Program, together with other supply-side economic disruptions, have allowed wage increases to be at the level where they are today. And we have seen this based on the official statistics, where the mean monthly household income now have increased across the board. In fact, I think it's also good for us to look at the wage to GDP ratio, where in 2009 it was around 29%, if I'm not mistaken, but as of last year it has risen to 35.3%. So that is structural, and that is actually what we should aim for, you know, rather than introducing a petrol subsidy. But then again, as I mentioned earlier, this is probably a time-sensitive issue, so the government may have a different approach altogether rather than looking at it as something that can be done in a medium to long-term perspective.
Right. And so what other methods should we consider?
I think it is a good time for us to promote the usage of public transportation. Again, in theory, we have a better connectivity than before because now we have an expansion of LRT, we have MRT, but feeder services have leave something to be desired, I must say. However, this could be more of a medium-term solution rather than an immediate one, because right now is what can be done now. But then again, there's absolutely more than one way to address this. The bottom line remains that the government should stay clear from reintroducing a solution that was meant to be phased out in the first place. But then again, personally, I might look at this as a medium to long-term view, but perhaps there's an immediate one that has to be reinforced as well.
Thank you very much for joining us, Firdaus. That was Firdaus Rosli, the Director of Economics, Trade and Regional Integration at ISIS Malaysia, or the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia. And, you know, two things that he mentioned that was really interesting was, of course, it is a very time-sensitive issue as we inch closer and closer to the next general elections.
Populist do they want to be? Right.
Right. And of course, the other thing is, you know, for the public at large, just, you know, to consider the option of public transportation, whether people are going to take up on it is another issue. But I guess with the implementation of the relevant phases of the MRT, that is something for a lot of folks to consider. I mean, example of that.
I still think we're maybe years away before it's a consideration for everyone, right? I don't think it's an efficient or even practical solution to most Malaysians at the moment.
Yeah, well, speaking of general elections, after this, we're going to take a look at the swing factor in elections, and we'll be right back after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.